This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked just a bit yesterday on this program about how American factories have been doing pretty well lately. 9 straight months of growth. That's according to the Institute for Supply Management. Along with that growth, though, comes a challenge. What those manufacturers have to pay for their raw materials is going up with the increasing demand. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Manufacturers cut back production when the pandemic started, says Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Paul says factories were buying up fewer raw materials, thinking that consumer demand for goods would fall off a cliff.
And if there's a plunge in demand and you've oversupplied, that can mean a mill shutdown, and no one wants to see that.
Demand for goods did plunge in April, but over the summer, the housing market boomed. People started buying cars, furniture, electronics. Timothy Fiore at the Institute for Supply Management says that wave of demand has been rippling through the supply chain.
And in the end, it ends up at some steel mill. It ends up at some aluminum smelter. It ends up at certain chemical plants that have to make this stuff.
Now, factories are scrambling to buy enough of those raw materials. Fiore says the producers are playing catch-up, and the commodities they're making are getting more expensive.
This is from a very significant electrical equipment manufacturer. The quote is, "Things are now out of control, everything is a mess, and we are seeing wide-scale shortages."
But this is a good problem to have, says Emily Blanchard, who follows trade policy at Dartmouth. She says manufacturers are betting on a stronger economy.
They think that other firms and consumers are going to be buying more and buying more soon, and that's a pretty optimistic story.
Raw material costs could come down, Blanchard says, if the U.S. lowers tariffs it's imposed on steel, aluminum, and other imports. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.